spoke last week about the Hachana for Yom Kippur, will the Tshuva, talk about Rosh Hashanah a little bit, the Hachana of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a Yom of Malchus. So to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's obviously very hard to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do you make HaKadosh Baruch Hu into a Melech? You can't make HaKadosh Baruch Hu into a Melech. What you can do is make yourself into an Eved. As much as you're an Eved, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Betzim is the Melech. That's his Metzias. His Melech Mayamach, and the world is his. He exists everywhere. We don't have our own existence. But as much as a human being recognizes that in thought and in deed, that not just in Mashav, but in the Maisa, in the reality of his life, because Baruch Hu leads him, directs him, he subjugates his own desires, etc., to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Melech. Otherwise, Kodesh Baruch Hu is not the Melech. And that's the world of Yira, that's the world of Yira Shemai. There is a steer a little bit. The world of Yira is the world of Yira. Mamlech Kodesh Baruch Hu, the world of Yira. We talk as Yira Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is Oyayim Benayra Malachim Yichafezun Bechil Urada Yochezun. It's Yom Adin. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is coming to judge the world. It's a day of Pachad. It's a funny thing, you know. It's a day of Pachad, and we sing. We have nice Nagunim, and we sing. And we sing beautiful Piyutim about Kodesh Baruch Hu being the Melech. And how do you digest singing on Rosh Hashanah? The more actually discusses, you should sing Hallel on Rosh Hashanah. The more says Hallel. It's a Yom Tov, you should say Hallel. The more says Hallel. The Sifrei Chaim and Mesim are Psuchim Lefonav, and you expect us to say Hallel. We should be singing, you know, when the Sifrei Chaim and Mesim are Psuchim Lefonav. So what does Hallel try to say Hallel? But at the same time, we see that the Piyutim, the wisdom of the Paitonim has given us a direction of that there's simcha there, and Betzim it's a pasuk in the Nechemiah that Nechemiah they saw that Klaiso was worried in Yom Adin, and he said that go if Shesum Amtakim Ichum Adan Shesum Amtakim and Sholach Monos Leinochinoi Kiched Hashem Hima Uzcha. There's being having chedah with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's going to be your strength. It's the world of year, and it's the world of being happy. You find the same horror. What's the correct? What's our hachana? You want to go into Rosh Hashanah? You can't just go straight into Rosh Hashanah. You can't just jump into the Yom Adin like that. So we have to be So what's the hachana that we have from Imam HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Kriya Shema. Rav Olba has, you know, points out, you Kriya Shema, you say Kriya Shema twice a day, you're Mekabal Omachu Shemayim. So a person, as during Elul, as he's Meichen, and he's Mekabal Omachu Shemayim, each time he's being Meichen, that's hachana Rosh Hashanah. Kriya Shema, you have the same stira. You start out with Mekabal Omachu Shemayim. You know, in the Swarm talk about going into the idea that there's nothing that you take each Aver, otherwise you take each Aver, you say, okay, the person takes his hands, are you makabal the machos of Hashemayim? Whatever the Russian says to do, you're going to do. What the Russian says not to, you're not going to do. And then say, no, we're not makabal. I want to do things I want to do myself. I'm sorry, you can't go right. You're not makabal machos Hashemayim. You say hands, I'm sorry, there's a very Erlem, he created the world, he's in charge, you got to listen to him. So the hands go to the feet, go to the eyes, right? That's Yirmakal Ocha Shemaim. It's a pachadik thing to live like an avid like that. And the next line is you have to Hashem Alakecha b'chol levavecha b'chol nafshecha b'chol. You love a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You went from Yira to Ava. You went from the world of Yira to the world of Ava in one pasuk. And we have the same thing in the world from Elul into Rosh Hashanah. I heard the Ha'orah from Ram Ozban. once heard this in the Zevitra, if he has the same horror. We say that Elul Rosh Hashanah is one of the many Rosh Tevos which are seen in Elul. Seif Tevos, Moel Hashem Alkecha, Es Levavcha, Es Levav Zarecha, Es Levavcha, Rosh Hashanah, Es Levavcha, Es Levav, Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li. So what's the relationship of a doid? A doid is an uncle. A father and a son have many similarities. And, you know, it can become very, very close, good friends, etc. But the relationship of a father and a son always has element. There's an element of distance in it. He's the father and he's the son. Right? But an uncle has the same tchun as the father and the brothers. It's very similar. But he's an uncle. He's not a father. So the relationship of a nephew to an uncle is a very close relationship. Father wants to give us something good for his father. Father wants to give something. He loves his child very much, and he wants to give it to his son. But he makes such burdens. Maybe he shouldn't be giving to him. The kid, it's not good for him right now to get it. Right? The uncle comes for a visit. No cash burdens. He gives presents. And neither doidi, but doidi. The relationship is not even a relationship of a father. It's a relationship of a nephew to an uncle. It's a perfect relationship. Total ava. El is total av. It's yimei rachamim, rotzin. It's just giving the reason, as we say, the Dov Hashem Uri, because it says the Shem Havaya 13 times. Connected to the Yugamim, it's a rachamim. So the reason says, the person says, the David, during Elul, and Seher Samei Tshuva, Erev Avoyker, he says it. He's maftiach that the person will be zeicha, that the mekatching will go away from him, and he'll be zeicha b'din, and he'll get the yugim and sharachamim, and he goes to hold this whole long list of what he's going to get. Total ava. And that's the hachana for Yom HaDin. Yom HaDin, we don't say yugim and sharachamim. Because the Kel Melech Yeshua Kisei Din, the matter says. He's not Kel Melech Yeshua Kisei Rachamim, he's Kel Melech Yeshua Kisei Din. So why in the world is Elul, which is the world of chesed and rachamim, total chesed and total rachamim, it's a yam of rachamim. It's an endless ocean. It's an infinite. It says you say Yom Kippur, says atom mole rachamim. How much rachamim is the Kodesh Baruch Hu? Is mole rachamim? The Kodesh Baruch Hu is infinite. So the rachamim is infinite. It's the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Molei Rachamim. And that's the Nila Doidi V'Doidi Li. And that's Elul. And that's a Hachana for Malchus. So there's something we're missing. Something we don't, you know, we're excited. The day of the coronation of the king is and therefore every year on that anniversary he judges how you've been doing for the year, you know, vis-a-vis the Malchus. It's you know, the person trembles by the Nesan HaTokev. Tells the Rav, Alta tells the Rav, gives a mashal. Person was in a state of, you know, he did something wrong. So he has to go to din. And he's very scared. He knows that what he did was very chomer. And the din's going to be, it's going to be very chomer. He doesn't know what's going to happen. He hears one day that the king, the king always sits in the palace. To get into the king, can't get into the king, talk to the king. The king, right now, he's traveling between two cities, and he's going through the little towns, and he's traveling. He's in some small entourage, and the king is there. He says, that's my opportunity. I can go to the king, and I can ask for pardon. The king can, there's tchaik, and there's mishpat. Only the king can give chesed and rachamim. there's chayk and mishpat, and the job of the people around is to make sure that the chayk and mishpat, they're mechuyev to be makban in the covenant of the melech. The person went against the chayk of the melech, and he deserves to be punished terribly. There's only one person who can say, I don't mind. There's presidential pardon. There's a world of a Congress which writes the laws, and there's a world of the justice which interpret the laws, and there's a key, and then there's an executive branch that says, you know what, over here I'm Eichel. There's a king that says I'm Eichel. He says the whole year you can't get into him. He's sitting in the palace. He's right there. It's so when you come to the king, he says, King, be Eichel me. He says, you know what? I know I did something terrible. I insulted you. I know I insulted you. I know I didn't recognize your malchus. I didn't understand what I was doing. I didn't understand what it means that I'm insulting the king. But I recognize my mistake, and I recognize at that moment he's recognizing the malchus. He's recognizing the malchus. He was recognizing the malchus. And I said, you know what? As long as you recognize me, so I'll be malchus. So Rosh Hashanah gives us a Pesach, a tremendous Pesach of rachamim. Rosh Hashanah is the pachad of din. The Mor says that Rebbe Meir Zatzal, Rebbe Meir Bloch, tells Rosh Shiva, had a ha'ora. He says, famous ha'ora. That Klai Yisrael says Shir by the Yam. Malachim cannot say Shir. And Malachim says Masayot Tov B'Yam. But Tov B'Vakshim Lamer Shir. It says my creations are being destroyed. Mitzrayim is being destroyed. The animals are being destroyed. And you're singing Shiras. I'm not happy. Klai Yisrael sang Shira. So why? How is Klai Yisrael able to sing Shira? He says the difference in a Malach and an Adam is a Malach. Matthias is one thing. One thing at a time. Malach can't be two things. Two malachim can't do one shlichus, and one malach can't do two shlichus. Because a malach means he's the messenger. He has one job. That's the mitzvah of a malach. A human being, it's mitzvah that he can contain within the side of himself two opposite emotions and irrigation simultaneously, and both are true. He gives the most of the Morris says about Rebbe Akiva that Asher's turn of service of Russia came to him. So when she walked in, he was rock, sacha, kabocha. He spat, he laughed, and he cried. So he says, why? He says, he spat because the purpose of sending her was because she was very, very pretty, and he wanted to match her in Aveir. So he spat, no grace of mice of the beauty. It comes from a tipa srucha. Sochak, he laughed because he saw with Rucha Kodesh that eventually her husband's going to die, she's going to be Megayeris, he's going to end up marrying her anyway. Ubochad, he cried about the beauty which is going to eventually end up in the Kaifer. At one time, he had three different negation. A human being has the ability to have different negation at the same time. A malach can't do that. Kleiser can feel the pain of the Maisa Yodotav Mayam and also feel the simcha of the Breshem saved us at the same time. That's how you're supposed to say Shira. The Mor says that you say Bavod Rishon Rino. And Russian says, Kilani Miroshi, that the Russia was killed. There's simcha, and at the same time, there's sadness. So when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, and we're called upon to rise to the occasion to have two different irrigation, the heritage of total Shiva to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and to hear what it means, the relationship we have with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that should create simcha. There's another step. There's a step beyond that. You know, when I focus on myself, I'm scared, I'm out of my wits. When I focus on the Kodesh Baruch Hu, if I'm truly an avid, I don't focus on myself. The Shari Tshuva writes in one place, he says that there's a cat, which he calls it, I'll tell you the name, he calls it a second, a cat which is very negated to Yeshiva Bachar. Two different kitas of people, different groups. There's a group of people, he says, that when they see somebody being serving Kadosh Baruch Hu, they feel a little bit jealous and a little bit unhappy. So Rav Kalska writes, it says like this: if you don't feel jealous and unhappy, it means you're not, you have a chal moshaychus to Baruch Hashem. Because that which is really dear to you, is important to you, and somebody's ahead of you, it should bother you. Why is he ahead of me? I'm not there. If it, you know that, you know, okay, fine. See, you know, that's not really serious to you. So, if you want to be serious about it, such a Bechatzkel, it has to bother you. If it bothers you, what do you mean it bothers you? You should be happy because Baruch Hu has such wonderful people serving him. Why are you focusing on yourself? The Rosh Hashanah Sameach, the Rosh Hashanah gets Simcha out of his subjects. If you really care about your master, he says, you'd be happy. He calls the Kat Sarnei Hashem, those who hate a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Bali Musa is always very good. They're very good at getting both ends. If you don't care, you're nice for it. If it does bother you, you're also nice for it. So what's the hate? You know. A person has to say, you know, it's really valuable to me. It's important to me. But I can rise beyond it and above it and say, you know what? I can put it in perspective. At a Kabbalah in Yeshiva, one time said, he says, I don't understand the idea of jealousy. Just as an aside, he says, I don't understand being jealous of somebody else. He says, the more people are doing what they're supposed to be doing, the more Kedusha, the more terror there is in the Beis Medrash. And then everybody benefits from it. So I should be happy that guy is doing so well because it's going to help me. That was just an aside. That was the order that he had. It was Rabbi Brunham's father. Now, Ozzy Brunham's father told me this order once. He doesn't understand the whole idea of being jealous of somebody else. And that Nakuda. A person is called upon Rosh Hashanah to be so excited that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Melech. And I'm the Eved. My Avdus is such a madrega of Avdus that I'm supposed to be Besimcha. Honestly, if I'm honest about it, that's a very difficult thing. But that's what it means to be an Eved. It gives us a window into the inside of what the Python picked, where he was holding. He didn't write that, you know, just for fun. He wrote it because he felt it. And you see the vacillation, even in the Sanatoyke, if you see the vacillation. So Ramna wrote the Sanatoyke. He starts off with Pasha, we're tearing our hair out, and at the end we're going bumpity 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 bump, and we're singing, you know, Kiddusha. It was a hakdama to Kiddusha. With the hair, what it means that a human being is able to go to two madrigas, two opposite the basachas. And you know, you go to the we're a young crowd. You go to an older crowd, you know, where people, and you see people crying by Nisanatoykev. And you see them singing by Kedusha. How do you do that? How do you cry by Nisanatoykev and sing by Kedusha? What are you singing about? You just sat and contemplated the fact that from the last year, the person contemplates the fact the last year, you know, five of his best friends are no longer here. And he doesn't know how much longer he's going to be here either. He's supposed to sing by Kedusha. So you know, we're young, we don't think in those terms. That's the reality. That this is the Yom HaDin. This is the Yom where it's going to be decided. Each person, if a person would sit and absorb that honestly, how does he sing by Kedusha? And that's what we expected to do. Sometimes we sing by Kedusha because we didn't absorb the first message, really. So that's no kunz. That's not the kunz. That's not the idea. The idea is not just to be able to, well, you know, okay, we'll say the prayer because we'll say the prayer. You can say it loud because we'll say it aloud, you know. The Pasuk says, "Tatihi yirasam v'si mitzvah anashim l'madah." They had year from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mitzvah anashim l'madah. But that was the schedule. Oh, over here, cry here, you know. That's what you're supposed to do. And we do it, you know. It's Takahira. But to hear your awesome, you see, Mrs. Anasha Milamada. You try to have a year and it's still being Milamada. Just that's the ropes. That's not real. The pasuk goes right. It's very unhappy with people who are mitzvah nashim ilamada. The Ben Yonah defines Yir Shemayim as a person. You know, Yir Shemayim is a Ben Yonah in Shar Gimel, Ois Tesvav. It says if a person is not constantly thinking in his mind how he can enhance it and move forward in his avodas Hashem and awareness of Kadosh Baruch Hu, vatihi yirasa masih mitzvah nashim ilamada. If it's stale, it's milamada. If there's no growth, it's milamada. If it's not something which occupies your mind, it's milamada. If it's not what your tachas in life is, chayav adam liyus sir neman, then it's milamada. That's a scary thing. So if we live in a world of, we're very close to the world of milamada. So that's how we sing by Kedusha. That's not how you're supposed to sing by Kedusha. You're supposed to sing by Kedusha because it's the most exciting thing in the world to be mamach of Kadosh Baruch Hu, even though it's painful. They say that Bisker Rav had a ha'ara. He says that when Mashiach comes, the bush is going to be tremendous. You're going to hear what a Kadosh Baruch Hu, some awareness of Kadosh Baruch Hu way beyond we ever heard, we ever understood. And we realize how much we have not done in our lives and how stupid we've been. And how insulting we've been to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, and where are you going to run and hide from your embarrassment, he says. When I blow that shofar, you're going to realize how much you've blown your life. Where are you going to run from your busha? Where are you going to hide? And there's a mitzvah to wet mitzvah for Mashiach to come. Because I think about Kadosh Baruch Hu, not about myself. That was the Bishkin Rav's picture of what it means, Yerushalayim. Brashim is our melech. It's Balkarchacho. It says, Kilom Mechem Meshucha, V'yal Chazoka, Emlech Alecha. Emlech Alecha means as much as we want, but we say we want that. And that, deep down, we want that. And that's our Pesach. Deep down, the Nishmas Yisrael says, the Mor says in Nosach, it says, Galui V'yadu Lefanecha, Sh'retzarenu Lassas V'tzanecha, L'shor Sh'b'isa Ma'akeh. The Yetzahar is not us. Galuy v'yadul lefanecha sher tzenenu lasa tzenecha. Rav Shibur Chaim, they had a kid who served for tshuva in Telos today. Rav Shibur, I got heard on the phone. They had a phone hook. Rav Shibur Chaim, he spoke about this. He says, "What is that? You know what the Gemara is saying? Galuy v'yadul lefanecha sher tzenenu lasa tzenecha. We do want. We do really want. I we don't want. So sharisa is market. That's not us. That's the Yetzahar." It's not the mahus of the person. The toich panimius of the Yetzer has no shlit over the toich panimius of Kayus. The Chomar Levi Baksha Fonoi. Is that the matter? Levi Shay Yisrael Zeh Kodesh Baruch. Kayus's Lev is a Kodesh Baruch. About you, the Chomar Levi, about you, my Lev says, or Shibri used to say, says, Baksha Fanoi, Baksha Fanecha. About you, my heart says, Baksha Fanecha. We the hair, the teeth, the Nishmas Yisrael, the Kadosh Baruch. Baksha Fanoi, I see it in myself. The Tzelem Elokim is inside of the person. We are a chelik of the Lekam Mimal. And that's the Messias of Klal Yisrael. And we do want to be Mesameach in the Machos of Kadosh Baruch, because he's Tat. And that's our Pesach Tikva. I said, I'm taka mess. I'm an absolute mess. And I have no way to be Zaycheh B'din. But Rasein Allah says, I really do want to be an Eved. I really do want to be an Eved. Rasha, please help me to be an Eved. Please help me to do it right. Please help me to do at least one thing. You spoke last week. You know, one thing honestly, just, you know, Rabbi Yaakov Reisen spoke also, he said over from Zilberstein, Teller was taken to a din. He's caught counterfeiting. And, you know, they're not very happy with counterfeiters. So he knew it was bitter. They had real witnesses. You know, they'd done a sting operation. They had witnesses on him. They had the whole thing. It was bitter. So he got a good lawyer. So the lawyer says, what's the angle? The angle is he didn't do it, he did do it. And all of a sudden, he never did it before. He didn't really think what he was doing. Family, kids, you know, life, something, you know, make an offer. So the judge says, okay, what's the offer? So the judge says, okay, listen, if he pays out X amount in damages for all that he's done, tremendous sum of money, we'll get it, let him off. He goes home, mentions the payment, sends the payment, drops it off by where he's supposed to drop it off, and goes back home. Gets back home, and the police are waiting for him. There's counterfeit bills. You know, the chutzpah, you come to Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm doing tshuva, and it's counterfeit bills. It's not real. Rosh Hashanah comes before Yom Kippur because it has to be real. Rosh Hashanah means that you stop and you think about what are we talking about? We're talking about the Melech Malchei Melochim. We're talking about your Metzias of Chayim. We're talking about the one who gives you Chayim. That's what we're talking about over here. It better be real, buddy. This is real. There's no counterfeit over here. It, you know, it could be a little bit, but it has to be real. We spoke about last week. You know, that what you do has to be honest. It has to be an honest change. Then he said a Moshe from the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim says, fellow says, okay, so I'm making an honest change. Grace of Mises, you know, like it's last week, so you come with your, I'm in a bed shema sitter, you know. Bed shema sitter this year. That's my big change, you know. So you come to Shemayim and you see, like, you know, the malachim start piling, you know. You know how big that pile is. But the pile you don't like, right? He said, one second. But he's betching from Betra this year. Ah, Gavaldik, that'll be my kriya. Well, what does that mean? So fellow he has to travel to Kenningsburg. That was the most of Chofetz Chaim game. So Kenningsburg is in Germany. And they're in Lithuania. It's a long train ride. So he gets on the train, gets to the station. There's another yid over there. So no. Where you're from, where you're going, it's going to Kenningsburg. Oh, also going to Kenningsburg. Well, like, we'll share a compartment together in the train. They get in the train, they're sharing the compartment. Both going to Kenningsburg. Okay. They're getting to the first stop, a few hours into the train ride, they get to the first stop, and the fellow starts gathering his stuff. He says, what are you doing? He says, I'm getting out. He says, I thought you were going to Kenningsburg. He says, I am going to Kenningsburg. He says, why are you getting out? I can't afford it for a ticket past the first stop. So what are you going to Kenningsburg? He says, I'm planning, I'll make some money here, and I'll go right there. They're both going to Kenningsburg. Just one person take a little longer than the other. It's not that you're saying, you know, I'm stopping here with my benching, you know. I'm a benching sitter. It's a down payment. It's a real change. But it's going to take you time to get there, but you're getting there. That's where you're going. Your goal in life is to be an Eved Hashem. Your goal in life is that you should live with Kodesh Baruch Hu being the reality. Yir Shamayim on your hands, on your feet, on your nose, and your toes. And your eyes and your ears. When you say Shema, you're making a true Kabbalah. But you're not ready to do that. But what you do, our Makabal is real. And so Rebbe says that there's two people doing Makabal, you know, Shema. So you have one guy, you know, he's Makabal, Shtetach, you know, the Shloah Kaddish, you're supposed to go into the Kibshan Eish by Shema. And you hear the guy, Hashem Echad, you hear him falling into the Kibshan Eish. You know, he's ready, Mamish, he's ready to go into the Kibshan Eish, right? Mamish. Oh, Malch Shemaim, the same Shemaim is going to Kiddush Hashem. That's the Kabbalah of Frumkeit, Rebbe calls it. Fei Reish Vav Mem Kuf Yud Yud Tes. Frumkeit. Okay? That's how you spell Frumkeit. Frumkeit. He has nothing, he has no awareness of what's going on inside of himself. So your mama, you're ready to go to Kiddush Hashem? Because whatever the person says by you is the end all, the be all, that's it. The person says, don't be Mavatal Terah. Mila Seder, I can remember, he says, you know, great story. He says, it's a great, okay, yeah, taka. Rosh Hashanah, nothing about the Torah. You're ready to go end your life for a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but you can't, how to is the story in the Mila Seder. So who are you fooling? So maybe Shem Makabal, Dr. Wald, maybe Shem Makabal, Al Kiddush Hashem, you should learn straight for an hour during the Seder. That's a true Kabbalah. And that's a Kabbalah which the Rosh Hashanah would say, okay, taka, the guy's being honest. And you might see the taket hour you can't do. But you can do 45 minutes. So you're makabal, mamish, to the pain of death, you're going to knock him about for that 45 minutes. That's a kabbalah. And you do it, and you build it up. And you're honest with yourself, and you work on it. So the fellow is, he's makabal, he's never going to get angry again. No. Not true. But he'll get angry one less time. He's even more zohar in my stachlus asuras. No, a little better, but it's an emes of a kabbalah. That's how you come to Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm on my way to Kenigsberg. It's going to take me a long time to get there, but I'm on my way. That's where I'm going. And honestly, I'm on my way. That's where I want to go. You say, I don't want to go there. So now we got a problem. Rosh Hashanah is, you come to the declaration, I want to go there. Not that I'm there yet, but I want to go there. This is where I want to go. Rosh Hashanah says, you know what? If that's what you really want, I'm giving you a blank check. This year, next year, we'll talk about it. Give me a blank check. I'll give you a year to work on it. And I'll see what you do over a year. And hopefully on the year, come back. You know, Rosh Hashanah, I moved a little bit forward. We moved to the second stop. So, okay, you get to get a blank check. Because you want to go to Kenigsberg. You want to go where you're supposed to go. Rosh Hashanah, I'll give you the check. I'll pay, expense paid. I'll cover the cost of the trip. That's how you get Chaim in Rosh Hashanah. Because Chaim is about the true life. Do you want that life or not? I want that life. Rosh Hashanah, I'll give it to you. But you got to really want it. You got to honestly want it. So our avodah is to make sure that we honestly want to be avodah. We honestly want to serve. But we're going to take some baby steps to get. And that's okay. The person is makabel that. That he could do. So that he could sing, Rosh Hashanah, I'm happy that I'm your avodah. Even though it's overwhelming and I can't handle it yet, but I'm happy that that's at least I'm on the right train. She was zeichet to be on the right train, and we're talking about zeichet to a shnas kaim.